Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer with me. At the end of Hour 1, now we had Pete from Scuba Board on, and we ran out of time, and he had to run. But you, Bill, you said he had a tip to for people who need to winterize their dive gear.
Right. The best way to winterize your dive gear, according to Pete from Scuba Board, is to pack it all into a bag.
Okay, that makes sense.
And fly someplace warm. And go diving.
Got it. Keep it moving. Keep those parts pulsating. Those regulators nice and lubricated by using them. That's always better than letting them sit around quite a bit. And so we'll work that and take that into consideration. That makes sense. You know, you don't want to leave your stuff laying around like I've had. I had some regulators that were kind of tucked in behind some boxes here at the studio. Been sitting around too long. And they look brand spanking new, but they haven't been used in a few years, and that can be very misleading because if you
dive equipment should never look brand spanking new.
Well, when it's new, it should. But
yeah, you make a strong argument. I take everything I said back.
Okay, all right, but let's talk about some other things you need to take into consideration when it comes to etiquette. We have Dennis from the Scuba Snobs, scubasnobs.com on Scuba Radio once again. Dennis, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
And to you, and I enjoyed listening to your conversation with Pete from Scuba Board.
Yes.
You may not know that I'm one of their three, quote-unquote, best bloggers and currently have three of their top most popular blogs. I'm a Scuba Board supporter, and any of your listeners that aren't involved, they should jump on there. It's a great resource for our community.
Well, no doubt. Scubaboard.com, go there, check it out, and you might see Dennis's blog about, I assume, diving etiquette, which is what your Scuba Snobs book is all about, right?
There's some about that, but it's my nom de blog is, well, I don't want to confuse anybody, is Dive Master Dennis. You'll forgive me that. That was before I knew Greg the Dive Master. But one of the things that's important...
Did you say you were in... Dennis, I want to go back. Did he just say he's a gnome to blog?
Gnome de blog, like gnome de plume.
Like that little character from the Travelocity commercials?
No. Oh. No. It's a sophisticated way of saying that he has a pseudonym on the interwebs.
Ah, okay. Now, that makes it so much...
I thought that would be okay to say, because you used the word plethora today, and I thought that was pretty highbrow.
Yes, well, thank you. But thank God there's an ointment to clear that right up, too. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the Scuba Snobs book. Once again, you can check out this information, or you can order the book for the holidays. It makes a great stocking stuffer at scubasnobs.com. But I know one of the chapters or segments in there is about talking, which is very appropriate for a show called Scuba Radio, where we talk about diving. But that's not really what we're talking about here, are we?
No. Well, yes and no. One of the rules of etiquette for diving generally, and one of the rules of safety, is to dive within your limits. And what goes along with that is if you're going to talk diving, which we all love to do when we're not diving.
Yeah.
And we're not all professionals like you guys, or some of you guys there.
Well, some people fake it better than others.
That's right.
I'll take it.
So the important thing is to when you're engaged in dive talking, the number one rule of etiquette is to talk within your limits, just like you should dive within your limits. And if you don't, you can be pretty silly, and you can actually be a problem.
Or you can start a radio show about... Wait a minute. No, that didn't sound...
Now, hold on, though. Let's make sure I understand what you mean about talking within your limits. Are you talking about vocabulary?
Okay.
Because Greg really doesn't know what the word plethora means. He's just guessing. He said, no. I need a word that starts with P, and it's seven letters long, and I'm doing a...
No, Bill, what he's talking about, if you want to talk outside your limits, it's like, yell, hey, hello! That expands your limits of talking. Or maybe I could be wrong there. Am I wrong there, Dennis?
Let me give you a quick example.
Okay, maybe that's what we need.
You dove everywhere on the planet, it seems, and you've been a lot of places. You have favorite places. You've been there a lot.
I've been around a block or two.
There are some divers who've been one place. Maybe they were on a cruise and they took two dives at Grand Cayman.
Right.
And they're at their local dive shop, or they're on another dive trip, and somebody says, I'm thinking of going to Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
And that diver says, oh, if you go there, you for sure need to dive Eden Rock and Sunset Reef. Those are the best dive sites there.
Right. Don't forget to rub your hands on the top of the mermaid statue out in front of Sunset House.
Right. Put a little squeeze cheese on her lips so the fish will kiss her.
But, yeah, on her lips. Exactly.
And while those are nice dive sites, there's a lot better sites there. And so mm-hmm. the point is to talk within your limits. And the same thing's true if you're talking about equipment. You have people on the show that know all kinds of equipment and the right equipment for different dives. When you were doing your rebreather certification, you didn't talk all about rebreathers until you knew something about them. And so we tell people it's important to talk within your limits, and we give some examples. And related to that is another real important point, I think, that should be talked about this time of year, and that's when to give advice and when not to give advice.
Okay.
And I bet Bill knows when that is.
Well, you give advice every time when it's not a woman. Don't ever give any advice to a woman.
My experience with giving advice is the time to give advice is when it's been solicited. When someone asks you for advice, not just to offer it freely.
That's half the rule in diving. You only give advice when you're asked, and the second half is equally important, and that is if you're competent to give the advice. And a lot of times people will give it, just make stuff up. Now, I know you guys don't ever make stuff up on the air.
I'm sorry, you have not paid any attention whatsoever. We exclusively make stuff up.
Okay. Now, the exception to that is dive professionals such as Greg, the dive master and instructor. If you see something dangerous, if somebody's doing something dangerous, you should intervene. But otherwise, I don't think you make friends, and it's kind of rude to start telling somebody how to do whatever it is they're trying to do if you don't, A, know how to do it, and B, let, you know... As you teach divers, we want divers to be independent, to be responsible for themselves.
Right.
And as long as they're not dangerous, and so you just let people do their own thing unless they ask for help.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, you come off as a know-it-all, and usually people who start giving advice like that, you start shaking your head because usually the people who act like they know it all are the ones that know the least. That's what I found out.
Absolutely, and they start telling you all the best ways to do things, and after they're in it just a little too deep, they realize that they are, in fact, talking to Greg the Dive Master, and they're wishing they could disappear.
Well, I get that kind of reaction to most people I talk to. But I think it's
actually,
for other reasons.
We were approached by Southwest. to be in their commercials about wanting to disappear.
Mm, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's not in the chapter on dive talking. It's actually in the day boat etiquette. And I hope I can say this on the radio. A real important rule is don't bitch. You know, don't complain about the weather or complain about the conditions or things that people don't have control over. I think that there's too often there's one person on the boat or one person on the group trip, and all they want to do is complain.
Yeah.
And we deal with that pretty graphically in the book, but we'll respect the airwaves and rules and just leave that one there.
I had not realized that in addition to being friends with the folks at Scuba Board like you are, that you'd met my ex-wife. But here it is.
So don't complain. We'll use the word complain instead.
Okay.
And don't give advice to...
don't give advice that you're not asked for. I mean, I think a lot of times when you go out, people expect you to know the answer to things. I don't know why, but it's people that don't really know you.
And 9 times out of 10, I just make something up that sounds impressive. But that's just
me. If they ask you for advice, whatever you tell them, they've got coming.
Right? True. Yeah, exactly. They get what they ask for, I think. That's fair enough. ScubaSnobs.com. Go there, order the book on diving etiquette. You'll thank me later. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Oh, Jingle Bells, Christmas week soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day. I'm glad it's very near.
It's Christmas in the Caribbean. No birds in the air. It's Christmas in the Caribbean. Lots of presents everywhere.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and Crockett is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett, you are on the big show. How are you?
Doing fine, Greg. Trying to stay warm up here in the Northwest.
At Lake Minnetonka, right? Is that where you are? Near? Something like that, right?
Well, yeah, so close enough for you.
Okay, fair enough. He knows I'm geographically challenged. But that's fine. What do you got today there, buddy?
At the end of the first hour, you're talking about using a plastic soda pop bottle to attract sharks.
Yes, or a water bottle or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I ran across that when I was diving in Fiji. I was with one of the guys in our group was from New Zealand, and he had one just about every dive, and he'd rattle it around and stuff and call it his shark caller.
Yep, exactly. So did it work for him?
Yeah, about all but one time, I think it did. Yeah, we had like a reef shark come around and check us out and kind of swim around us and look at us and then disappear. And then,
yeah, but he didn't come in and attack or anything, though, did he?
No, he just was curious.
Right, right. And that's the experience I've had. You know, the experience that Pete pointed out in hour one, where I guess maybe there's some YouTube video. He said the sharks came in and came after the bottle and the whole thing. I haven't seen that.
All I got of one of the dives was that when the reef shark come around, I got a little short video clip of him swimming around looking at us, and then about 10, 15 seconds, and then he was gone.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's definitely an underwater photographer trip trying to bring the sharks in close enough for a shot, right? If you don't have any
food. Yeah,
that's
pretty much what was going on.
Shark caller, underwater shark caller. Maybe that's what we need to start referring to these things as. All right, well, thanks for the input, buddy. We appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, there you go. So yeah, he's backing up my side of the story. I've seen this many, many times underwater, and, you know, I don't do it. I don't really, it doesn't do much for me to bring him in that way. You know, I just not my thing. But, you know, if you want to do it, as long as you assume the risk, I mean, those when you bring them in like that, they can be a little wily. And like I said, I really think it's very similar to spearfishing. People who spearfish, God bless them, that's fine. It has its place, and it can be a lot of fun. But there's a certain amount of personal responsibility that comes into play as well when you do that. You spear a fish, or you rattle a underwater bottle, and it brings in the sharks, and they're curious, and they get a little too close. Yeah, you're definitely turning up the adrenaline factor a bit and putting yourself at a little bit of risk, possibly, if you don't know what you're doing. And when things happen, so you just, as long as you're comfortable with doing that, that's up to you, as far as I'm concerned. All right, coming up on the big show today, we are going to check in with our buddy Dan from Reef Safe. Also, Reef Safe Sun Care Products, by the way, they got a new little thing going on that we're going to tell you all about. Also, I got word this week that. I don't know what kind of storm, if it was a big storm or just a lot of rain, but Dominica took a hit this week and suffered some mudslides and things down there in that part of the world. And we're going to try to see if we can't connect with our friends down there and get a firsthand report on how they are holding up here for the holidays. Obviously, that's not very good timing for the Christmas holidays for them to have to deal with clearing roads and things like that from mudslides there in Dominica. But hopefully, it was just a temporary thing. I've been trying to follow up with them on Facebook, but I know they did get a lot of rain and suffered from some mudslides that closed down the roads and access to certain parts of the island. And obviously, Dominica, one of my favorite dive spots on the planet for sure, and you don't want to hear that about any of your dive friends as well. Now, as we said earlier in the show, we're going to go to Bimini and do some broadcasting on New Year's Eve. It'll be the second annual New Year's Eve broadcast bash at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort Big Game Club. And I got to tell you, this place is legendary. It's where Hemingway hung out and did Old Man in the Sea, wrote, you know, and got the inspiration for Old Man in the Sea and wrote part of it there, I believe, before he started to head down to Key West. Jimmy Buffett. He used to go to Bimini all the time back in the day, and they'd hang out at the Complete Angler or the Big Game Club or both. Big Game Club's been there for God knows how many years and had a rough patch a few years ago, went through some ownership changes, started to get run down. But Guy Harvey, Neil Watson, and the gang got together, and they've redid the place. And right before, about this time last year, they were just had just opened up, and we went out and broadcast kind of like the unofficial kickoff broadcast from the Big Game Club on New Year's Eve last year and just had a ball. So we said, hey, let's make this an annual event. They have a fireworks display, a big, big bash going on New Year's Eve weekend. And we're going to go out there and do a show, bring a couple mermaids. The Scuba Cowboy might be coming out to join us too, we hope. But we got a few things going on. However, Neil is over there this weekend preparing for the event, and we're trying to connect with him, but we're having some issues with the phone lines or the New Yorkers. I'm not sure which one it is, but evidently there's like a group of 20 or more New York divers in Bimini this weekend with Neil, and they went diving this morning, or have been diving the last couple days, and we're hoping to connect with them today and find out how things are going. But we're having some problems, and I don't know. Like I said, it could be that, you know, they it could be an accent issue where Bill's trying to call and the New Yorkers are answering and say, "Hey, hello," and they're like,
"All I'm hearing is forget about it."
Yeah, can we talk to you? And they're like, "Forget about it," or "Where's Neil? He's right here." And then you don't hear anything.
Got you, Neil Watson, right here.
Right here. Yeah. So I'm sure it'd be quite an adventure. Are we just going to give up for now, Bill? Let's just give up. Well, I don't know. He's still trying. That's fine. And if we get Neil, we'll get him. But the other thing that we need to talk about here is ReefSafe. Now, ReefSafe sun care products. You know, this is something that, you know, I kind of want to throw that, you know, this kind of ties into the holiday season and what to get the diver on your list of, you know, once again, let me just throw it out there. Give the gift of scuba. Scuba lessons are the best gift you could give anyone on your list. If they're already a diver, maybe give them some continuing education. Give them a nitrox course. Give them a advanced open water. But if they're not a diver, you have a friend. That friend is a potential dive buddy. Give them some. Go to your local dive shop and give them scuba lessons. Well, this ReefSafe product is another gift that the diver on your list should have. And we'll tell you about it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So for the holiday shopping season, I love finding products or suggesting items to you to give the diver on your list that you may not have considered. Of course, continuing education if they're a scuba diver, or scuba lessons if they're not, is the best gift you could possibly give anybody on the planet as far as I'm concerned. They'll thank you for years, and you've potentially made yourself a new dive buddy. So that's a great gift. But beyond that, of course, little diving accessories and things like that, equipment, those are kind of obvious. But, you know, we come across some stuff here every once in a while on the show that you may not have thought about. It's like, hey, this is easy. It's actually fairly economical, and it might be good for the environment. Dan from ReefSafe is on the line to tell us about one such product. Dan, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you? Now, first off, let's talk a little bit about what ReefSafe is, and then we're going to go into some things that you guys are doing right now that kind of kick it up a notch as far as, you know, feeling good about your purchase. What is ReefSafe?
Okay, ReefSafe is a biodegradable sunscreen that biodegrades in the oceans, rivers, and lakes in less than 90 days, non-toxic to sea life, and it's great for your skin. It doesn't burn your eyes. It protects UVA as well as UVB spectrum.
There you go. Okay, so it's you know, sun protection. It's biodegradable, and it is good for the fish, just like it's good for you. It's a good thing. So you can feel good about using this product. That's one big bonus right there. And so you can feel good about it. If you use more of this type of stuff, then ideally the underwater environment will get better, because they think that sun care products are actually ruining the ecosystem or the underwater environment, don't they?
Correct.
It's one of the theories out there, at least, that the oils and things like that are getting into the system and creating havoc. Is that right, Dan?
Correct, and we're just trying to do our little part and helping to save and protect the ocean environment.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to use sun care products anyways. You might as well use something that's good for the fish just as much as it is for you. Now, so that's a no-brainer right there, okay? So there's one thing, but we got more to share with you on how this product is not only a great stocking stuffer for the holidays, but how it is going even a step further to protect the environment. That's next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho!
This won't hurt a bit.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's good for the environment either. Or let alone your dive buddy. But it's hard to resist when you're swimming in front of them and you turn around and give them that smirk. You know, when they were like, you know, making fun of you on the dive boat for your goofy looking fins or something. So I don't know. We'll just leave it as it is and say I'm sorry. But Dan from Reef Safe is on the line. You can go to tropicalseas.com and find out more about this sun care product and their whole list of products that are biodegradable. Skin care, and you also have like a conditioner or cleaner for wetsuits as well. It's biodegradable, right?
We just came out with that at the DEMA show.
Yeah, and that would come in handy because, unfortunately, even though it may not be great for the environment to urinate, you know, that it happens. I've heard of people that do this, and that's where this, you know, this cleaning solution actually could help in that regard somewhat, couldn't it, Dan?
It could. It should help some take the odor.
It'll
out.
Help some, and that's good enough. But, you know, beyond the product qualities and benefits to the fish, to the environment, and once again, you can read up much more about this at tropicalseas.com and find out all about the Reef Safe sun care products from SPF 15 to 30 and all kinds of neat stuff that they have up there. And it's a great little stocking stuffer product as well for the holidays. But you guys are doing a neat little program with, is it Moat Marine? Is that in the Tampa area or St. Pete area?
Yeah, in Sarasota, and they also have a coral facility down in Summerlin Key.
Okay,
and down
in the Florida Keys, right?
Correct, yes. I think it's actually in Graffy Key there.
Okay,
in Summerlin.
Yeah.
And what we've entered into is an agreement to make donations off of the Reef Safe that's sold in the state of Florida to Moat to help them with their reef restoration project.
Nice. And this is where they actually try to grow a coral reef, right, that's been damaged, and they kind of replant it and create a whole new reef community. Isn't that right?
Exactly. In fact, I believe I was informed they're replanting over 5,000 staghorn corals this month down there.
Yeah, it's an impressive thing that they are undergoing. I've been following this. We haven't talked a lot about it on the show. A little bit here and there, but, you know, it's kind of exciting news because, you know, you always hear all this gloom and doom about the, you know, the reef is disappearing. You know, it's not like what it was 20 years ago. What are we going to do? You know, boats run into the reef and tear it up, and now they've actually come up with a way to help grow more reef. Now, will that replace what's been damaged? We'll have to wait and see, but at least it's a start, right? And they seem to be on the right track, at least trying to jumpstart this program in a big way. And you guys are going to support it with sales of Reef Safe products, right?
Yes, we are. And it was very exciting. I got a backstage tour down there and saw how they're propagating the coral. And it is really, really interesting.
Are you going to become an underwater gardener? Do you think could that be the new thing maybe that we need to do? I wonder,
there you go.
How hard is it? I mean, you saw it firsthand how they were doing this, I guess, or what?
Wow, a coral reef and, only takes, 10,000-15,000 years to grow and be a sustainable community, so I'm sure it's easy.
Well, no, but...
So we can probably putter around in the ocean on the weekends, and it'll be fine.
Well, I wonder if it could end up that way eventually, where, divers could plant a little land, kind of like a little tree.
I know how you are with shortcuts, and I don't think that you can actually combine human DNA and coral DNA to try and speed the process. And if you did, I think it would be a horrible, horrible monster movie.
It'd be a new superhero. Coral Man! No, maybe not. All right. Well,
probably
how involved did the process look to you when you went behind the scenes there, Dan?
Very. But they do have a volunteer program, I think, for divers that can help them pick algae off the corals, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good. Or you can just go out and buy a bottle of Reef Safe and know that part of the proceeds are going to help support that program, right?
True. Yes.
Now, that would be a much easier and less stressful and time-consuming way. But, either way, whatever works for you. But the cool thing is you can use the product, feel good about it, because it's good for the environment. Now it supports this reef propagation project in Florida, in the Florida Keys. And it works. I've used it. Our mermaids have used it. Bill, you need to put some on your head, I think. It would work.
Not inside.
Well, no, you could. It's nice. It'd make it nice and supple. It's moisturizing as well as, protecting from the sun. Right, Dan?
That is correct.
Yep,
it has moisturizers in it.
There you go. So now you see, you could put it on right now. I have some right there in the box. You want to put some on now?
I'll put some on now.
Do a little in-studio demonstration?
I will do that.
Okay.
And if it grows hair, I will do free testimonials.
Okay. Anyway, that could be an interesting new angle for you there, Dan, but I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to hold my breath. It's not good to do as a diver anyway. So, anyway. All right, well, I'll let you get back to it, Dan. Thank you so much for the update, and good luck to you, and happy holidays.
Same to you, Greg. Thanks.
Right, there you go. That's Dan from Reef Safe Skincare Products. Once again, the website is tropicalseas.com, or ask for it in your local dive center. They're pretty much trying to get in around the U.S., if not the world, and you might see it at your local dive center. If not, ask for it. Reef Safe, the biodegradable sun care product. You got to use sunscreen. I mean, look, I'm a poster child, a poster diver for wearing sunscreen. I go to the dermatologist every 6 months. He's burning crap off. It stinks. It just blows. And I hate putting that stuff on, but I got to say the Reef Safe stuff is nice. It's
it smells
very nice. You like it? I was going to say when you're massaging your head, you're kind of rubbing it in like that, Bill. That's a little disturbing.
I believe it's sensuous.
Is it stimulating your hair follicles?
Oh. I was going to say yes before I heard the end of the sentence.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, that's a little bit too much information. All right, so...
We are not going to get a chance to talk to our contact in Dominica.
No.
But he has internet connection, so...
What do you mean?
He updated his Facebook this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
But I think he's in a meeting. He's in a meeting with the Olympic Committee.
You're talking about Woody.
Yeah, Woody has, quite frankly, been the Dominica Olympics team at the Olympics in the past.
Yes, he's an Olympic swimmer.
Right.
For Dominica, yeah.
I would, if you research Dominica in the Olympics, you don't find a lot of names other than Woody's.
And he has the Speedo to prove it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, some countries will send contingents of, hundreds of people. Not Dominica.
No.
They send many, many singles of people.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It is strange. The locals don't seem to like the water so much, even though they're surrounded by it.
Yes. They find it limiting.
That's one of the reasons why we do Dive Fest there in July every year, is because...
We want to convince them the water is not their enemy?
Yes. The water is your friend. You can go and jump in it and have fun and swim.
Yes, a good
dive.
Right when they're having heavy rains that create mudslides, this is an excellent time to try and reinforce that message.
Why
water
not?
Is your friend.
Yes. Yeah, that can't be much fun.
No.
Topside when that's happening.
No.
So you might go take
May as well be in the water.
Yeah. And they got some amazing diving there in Dominica. Really do.
I'll take your word for it because I don't get to go.
Are you seeing any updates online about that? Those water issues are having or mudslides? We'll check into that if we can't get Woody and the gang on the air. We'll see if we can't work that out and get an update for everybody because I'm sure they're going to be fine, but I'm sure they're probably suffering for a few days. And what I had seen is that some roads were closed and that kind of thing. Just a temporary little hiccup in the system. I'm sure it won't affect the diving down there much at all. But it's you never like to hear your friends suffering in any way, especially during the holidays. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Greetings. I trust that Christmas brings you its traditional mix of good food and violent stomach cramps. Yeah!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we mentioned earlier in the show that our buddy Alan Gerard from South Lake Divers was going for the saltwater longest underwater dive. And I hadn't heard before the show whether or not he had made it, but I've just got word that he has, and I believe we have him on the line. Alan, is this you? Welcome, if it is.
This is me, Greg. I just got up from a little nap, and I'm ready to go. I'm
ready to go.
A little lobster dive later.
Okay. Yeah. So how long were you underwater, Alan?
48 hours and change. I beat this one by 13 minutes. So 48 hours and I think 25 minutes.
Wow. You were underwater for 2 days. And you got out of the water this morning. Is that the case? About what time?
At 10:30 or so.
10:30. So you just took a nap, and now you're ready to go diving again after 2 days underwater.
I'm ready to go.
So
I saw a couple lobsters that I didn't get.
Yeah, I'm hip. You saw a few of them walking by. I'm guessing is it? But you were too focused on the mission. Is that what was going on, or what?
Well, nah. They I don't want to catch them all. There's got to be some for everybody else too. So
yeah.
It was kind of unfair having the 24. Our advantage over other divers.
Yeah, I can understand that. You're a sport. I want to leave some of the bugs to the rest of us. That's a nice way to go about it. Now, you're doing this, or you did this, at Lauderdale by the Sea, there in South Florida, right there north of Fort Lauderdale. Is that right?
That's right. The September the 11th of this year, I actually broke the freshwater record, and September the 11th of this year, they put in a new artificial reef in Lauderdale by the Sea, just offshore, in their snorkel trail. That's revolutionary. It's the first time it's been put in the United States. So, yeah. Trying to tie them both together.
Cool. Is that difficult? Because I wouldn't think that coral makes, I don't know, good rope.
Well, if you get the right coral.
I understand that rope coral. Yeah.
Yeah. He's laughing because he's been under the water for 40.
Yes. He's sleep deprived.
So, yeah. He's probably narked.
He's narked,
Bill.
Yes.
He's an easy audience.
Yes.
Don't feel too good about yourself. All right. So, Alan, I got to ask you, though, 48 hours underwater. Once, now, did you say you beat the world record by how many minutes? What was it again?
By 13 minutes.
13 minutes. So you just wanted to.
13 minutes.
That must really have irked the person's record that you beat, that it was just 13 minutes longer. But was that planned, or did you decide, I just wanted to get past it, and I'm done? Or what? How did you do this?
Right, we decided the sea conditions down here right now are not fun at all. We have 3 to 5 and better with winds from the north gusting to 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the surf was just very dangerous for my safety crew. We were going to wait until tomorrow and get out at noon tomorrow, but they're very long-ending work for me. I decided we'll go ahead and beat the record. That way they've got their accomplishment, and we'll get out for theirs and my safety, and we decide just go past the record and then come on out, and we'll save it for another day to make it longer.
Right. Well, I tell you what's going to happen is that the person you stole the record from is going to try and take it back. That's what's going to happen, because they're going to say, well, I can go another 15 minutes longer than I did last time. That won't be a problem. But
You're assuming that this person would want to do this again after being underwater for 2 days. I'm guessing there's
a
downside.
Alan sounds fine. I think the other guy who set the record, probably it was worth it if as long as he held the record. But here's the thing. Something which you don't know, Alan, because you slept through the beginning of the show, like almost everyone that listens. But here's what you do. When he goes down to beat your record, you go and you show as a sign of support that you're going to be in the water with him. You're not going to stay the whole time, but you want to be in the water with him. And once he gets down there, you take this empty plastic water bottle.
Okay. And start crunching it.
Can you hear the noise there? And the sharks will come from miles around to try and eat this dude. So here's the plan.
Wait. That's assuming that they don't eat him.
I'd leave. I'd leave right away.
Okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough. All right. This is why
you're good to begin with.
Tuck it into the back of his BC. He won't even know what happened.
No, maybe you just.
Every time he moves, he'll.
Why don't you have like an underwater duel? Like both of you are underwater, and you're daring each other to stay longer. That would be a fun record. Just see who could push each other. But I don't know.
It would be like Chariots of Water.
And Alan, I got your email about this, radio show or radio station in the UK that is claiming to have the longest underwater broadcast thing. And you were saying, Greg, how can you guys let this record stand? Do you have any idea how long that record is, by the way, or no?
Oh, yes. It's only just a little over 3 hours. I'm sure that I know some connections that we can get in, that we could get you underwater. I think you could dive for 3 hours. It's not that big a deal.
Wait, how many hours?
You can stay two.
What is the record?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Live broadcast, the radio show.
Now, see, we've done two, but we weren't trying to break any record. I would have thought it was way longer than that.
I thought he said it was 20.
Yeah, but 3.5 hours? Oh, heck, I could do that. I don't know. But
we can do that standing on our breath, holding our breath. Standing on our heads, holding our breath, we can do 3.5 hours.
All right, maybe we're going to put this plan into action. That way we got a pro on our side. He just broke the. Now he has the saltwater record for the longest underwater dive, and he has the freshwater dive. So with him in our back pocket, we could probably do 3.5 hours and 13 minutes.
If we're going to put him in our back pocket, I'm going to have to wear baggier pants.
Well, it's better than not wearing any pants at all. So that'd be an upgrade.
I know that you'll be happier with that solution.
Yes. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. Broadcasting from our new studios next week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.